Today's hadith is discussed by Maulana Abdul Khaliq Ali, the first deputy president of the Muslim Judicial Council, and the topic is the virus a punishment for a believer or is it a mercy? Let's take a listen to that particular hadith.
Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever memorizes and preserves for my people 40 hadith relating to their religion, Allah will resurrect him on the day of judgment as a jurist, and I shall be an intercessor and a witness for him." The coronavirus lockdown presents unique opportunities for us to all achieve things which we are ordinarily unable to do. Dean Pro, in partnership with Radio Islam, presents you with their first hashtag 40 Hadith Challenge, an opportunity to memorize 40 hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the topic of divine love, thereby earning the great reward for memorization and developing a strong relationship of love with Allah. Visit the Dean Pro and Radio Islam social media pages for further information.
عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة رواه الترمذي. Anas radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When Allah intends good for His servant, He hastens the chastisement in this world by putting him through worldly difficulties as a means of expiation of his sins. And when Allah intends to punish his servant, he holds back from punishing him for his sins in this world, so that he may deliver a fitting punishment to him in the hereafter."
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala rabbi shrah li sadri وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد الله بعبده الخير عجل له العقوبة في الدنيا وإذا أراد الله بعبده الشر أمسك عنه بذنبه حتى يوفي به يوم القيامة رواه الترمذي. This hadith is reported by a very well known Sahabi by the name of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an. This great companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed and had the honor to be in the company and in the services of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He lived a long life and Allah has blessed him with much, alhamdulillah. He reports the hadith and says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When Allah wants good for his slave, he hastens his punishment in the world. And when he wants bad for his slave, he withholds his sins from him until he appears before him on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah." This hadith holds a number of very important lessons. First and foremost, we must have the conviction that everything is in the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is applicable in the circumstances of ours today. Allah is in control of every matter. فَعَالَ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does as He please. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا. When Allah decree, when Allah intend to do something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kun fayakun." So we must have the conviction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, He is wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Alim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He pleases. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is in control and He does as He pleases, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intend good for His servant and for His slave, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens for him a circumstances in his earthly life that becomes a trial, a test, a discomfort, a difficulty, a challenge. And in all those particular situations, it becomes a blessing to the believer. It becomes a means of expiation for that particular person when he experiences or she experiences discomfort. So we must not take and feel that when we are placed in a challenging situation or in a difficulty, or when we are placed in a predicament or in a hardship, that it is necessarily bad. In reality, it becomes a means of purification. It becomes a means of purifying the person from his transgressions or her transgression, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants when you return to Allah that you be in a state of total purity. It is almost a discomfort or a pain, or be it a person suffers from cancer, or a person suffers from any sicknesses, or he has economic challenges, financial difficulties and hardships. All of these particular scenarios becomes a means of such purification that when this particular servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns unto Allah, then you return to Allah in a state of total purity, meaning that you have been cleansed. Look at the situation today that we find ourselves in COVID-19. The entire world has been brought to a standstill. For the believer, this particular situation becomes almost a mercy from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we must constantly speak to Allah and ask Allah for when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. We must constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must protect and preserve us, and that we must be of such slaves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be able to forgive us of our sins. Don't bring upon us hardships and difficulties in this dunya, but that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive us. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do so, it is all in His hands and in His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must make us of such servants that Allah is pleased with us, and that we live a life of contentment for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings upon us. For truly, when the believer is faced with any discomfort and he or she adopts the measures of sabr and perseverance in that trial or difficulty on that particular hardship, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises us that for that there is great reward. Jazakumullah. May Allah make us of those who are sabirin, good servants in the eyes of Almighty Allah, that we continuously seek from Allah, Allah's mercy and rahmah and afwa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when we return unto Allah, that we are in a state of purity with a good heart, and that Allah grant us the eternal bliss in the year after. Jazakumullah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.